going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now I can dance with that party.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive as we, big week here in the city. Astros, they're rolling right now after they won 7-0 behind their ace. Hunter Brown, hell, he's pitching like one. 24 straight consecutive scoreless innings. Tomorrow, game two here at the Toyota Center in downtown. A big one tomorrow night for the Rockets as they look to even up the series against the Warriors, and then the draft comes up on Thursday. So a lot to get to, a lot going on. You went and saw the Sabercats. They got a big W. Tyler went and saw the Dash this weekend. So it's a lot going on.
I was at San Antonio, bro.
No, you got back. There's a lot going on. Don't trick the people. There's a lot going on this week here in the city with the sports teams. But Clint, let's go to the draft. And you know, I listen to Sean and Seth every morning. I'm in the car taking the kids to school every morning, and I catch their mock draft injection every week and every day. And you can see not just from them, but hear from a lot of people who have mocked certain drafts and what we've seen. There have been several names that have been connected with the Texans, right? Tyler Booker is one that's been connected. Simmons, the offensive lineman from Ohio State's been connected. The offensive lineman from Oregon's been connected. Banks has been connected throughout the couple of months. Luther Burton for a while was connected. There have been a lot of guys, and all of those guys, like, I could understand and be good with. There's one guy that's been connected with him, Clint, that I know they love particular things about him.
Mm-hmm. What do they like him to be?
And listening to...
Tyler, what do they like their players to be?
The breakdown, he's got some real swarm nastic tendencies.
Okay.
That they like.
I like that, actually. That's good.
Swarmtastic
tendencies. He's got the swarm of vision that you would love. I mean, I believe Lopez say he's got the swarm. He's more swarmy like Will Anderson is than even Tyler Booker. He's the most swarmiest guy that they have had connected to him.
Oh, did D'Amico say that?
No, that's what John Lopez was saying. Lopez. And I've heard, and I think Seth was saying it something similar to that as well. I think it was Seth, that he's more swarmier than even. He's got that Will Anderson type swarm to him.
Oh, and that is, Seth really likes to say that swarmy word pretty often.
I think we're the only show that has a bit of a lack of comfort with just swarming it up.
Swarmy.
Swarmtastic.
It's so swarmy.
They don't. I'm not saying they say it like that, but they got a.
That's how I feel like it has to be said.
Swarmy. Is that what you think? But it is a Mecca Abuka. Abuka, I believe that's it. Yeah, the receiver from Ohio State. And I know CJ loves him. They played together.
CJ loves everybody. We got to move on to the next point.
Okay, you're right. CJ loves everybody, but I think CJ feels like this one in the best friends range for him. Mm-hmm. With playing with him at Ohio State, and he knows him really, really well. But it makes me concerned when we think about what they need, Clint, and I have a list of his draft profile weaknesses.
Right.
And they are as follows. And it's not just what you read on the paper. It's also what we've heard said about him. Jostled by redirection and physical coverage underneath. Speed appears to be average. Oh. In the drive phase of the route. Struggles to drop weight and open quickly on cornerbacks. Average quickness and separation in and out of breaks. Takes time to find acceleration after slowing feet inside of route or on receiver screens. And listen, I think he's going to be a solid player. They say he plays predominantly in the slot. Average speed, average athleticism. And I know he has got that swarm feel that they love. But Clint, we have talked about this team needs speed. This team needs suddenness. This team needs hit the head on the goalpost. And I think they need that more than a swarmy like hell person to get in the first round. Now, maybe if he drops or something, but at pick 25, your first round pick, I think they need much more explosiveness. And that's why, to me, he is like the one guy that's been connected with the Texans. And I'm like, I'd rather them get aggressive and go up to go get somebody else that fits it more than I just. Like, that's the thing is, you can have the swarminess at left guard or right guard like Tyler Booker does and have some issues with athleticism at guard.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know about average speed, average quickness and separation in and out of breaks. That I don't know that I love that.
Yeah, look, here's the deal. Any prospect that is evaluated thoroughly and fairly reported on is going to have a list of four or five things that he struggles with, no doubt about it. So this is not out of character, right? They're all going to have some level of four to five bullet points that, hey, this is what they struggle with. Now, I agree with you from the standpoint of I don't want a first or second round draft pick used on an offensive skill player.
Oh, you're saying second round too.
Huh? Yeah, any of it. I don't want... Now, obviously, if you can get a first-round draft pick in the second round, I want any of that. I want all of that. But I'm just saying, in general, when it becomes your turn, if you're going to the Texans draft pick, if you're going to pick an offensive skill player, I don't know that the way this team is, this offensive roster is constructed right now, I don't know if you can afford to waste a valuable or use a valuable draft pick on a guy that doesn't have top-end speed, that doesn't have high-end twitch, that doesn't have the ability to drop his weight, get in and out of cuts. Because, look, I mean, you can't be a great route runner if you can't drop your weight and get in and out of cuts. If you can't run the comeback, if you can't open quickly on comebacks, drop your weight, boom, open back downhill, then you're not a good route runner. And it's a roll of the dice of whether you're ever going to be a good route runner. The inability to separate, the lack of speed, the lack of acceleration, like all of those things are speed-related skills, and for me, I would personally prefer that the Texans, if they're going to use one of those premium draft picks on an offensive skilled player, I would rather that player not have those issues on their eval sheet.
And again, I'm not saying that the cat can't play.
Sure,
like
yeah,
here's CJ Stroud, who has experience with him at Ohio State. They played together. He was one of his receivers at Ohio State. This is his commentary on the Ohio State wide receiver.
Yeah, me and Mac, you know, we were very close at O-State, you know, and, you know, just time goes on. You stay connected, but it's just different, you know, not being in the same building and stuff. But, man, I do. He can call me anytime. That's my brother for life, and I'm super proud of him, just the man he's become, the man of God, first and foremost, and just, you know, that leadership that he's brought. And I remember him being, like, this number one recruiting receiver coming into our school, and, like, you know, and he came in with just wanting to work. And so I know that he'll do the same thing, you know, coming to the league, and he's going to have no problem adjusting. I think he's going to be a long-time vet, just somebody who's going to make a lot of plays, reliable, going to block, you know, going to do everything that you ask him to do. But first, you know, he's going to be a leader. And I'm just excited to see, you know, him work out and, you know, to see them, you know, turning the corner on their college careers. And, you know, we're developed there. We're bred there. They teach us a bunch. They're hard on us, you know. The main thing that I remember is just Coach Mick, you know, just being super hard on us in the weight room. But, you know, it all pays off in the end. And the same skills that they use at school, like Mac and all those boys, they'll use it in the league and they'll have no problem adjusting.
All right, that's CJ talking about him. And Clint, I agree with a lot of what he had to say. I think he's probably going to be a guy who does a lot of the little things. I bet he is going to be a good blocker. Reliable, dependable. Those are great things, and why I do agree with him. I think he will play in the league for a while. But I'm just saying, when I look at him and hear how he is described, it feels like Juju Smith-Schuster right now.
Agreed.
You know what I mean? Like, and Juju can play. Right.
Well, it seems like, if you want to put it into a younger one, it seems like the old buddy that came out of Ohio State. That
yeah, was Jackson Smith and Jigba. But I think there's a little bit more explosive. I think we saw he's a little bit more explosive come out of the slot. But it feels very Juju-esque. And like, I'm not saying there's not a place for that guy in the league, but at 25, your first pick, your that one, if you're going to go for receiver, Clint, I'd rather get aggressive and say, hey man, let me go get Golden.
Yeah, let me give you, and now this is Luther Burden, to make your point, Ron. This is Luther Burden III, the kid out of one of the top wide receivers in this year's draft coming out of Missouri.
Yep, in the same range.
All right, yep. So every kid I told you is going to have four or five bullet points of weaknesses, right? Here's his weakness. A little bit leggy in his short area routes. Can be inconsistent in finishing his routes. Occasional drops when in traffic. Needs to work back to prevent being contested. 75% of his career catches were targeted inside 10 yards. Nothing there about speed being a problem. Nothing there about being able to drop your weight and get back out, get in and out of cuts. Right? In fact, there's
probably his strengths.
That wouldn't be fair for me to read his strengths because we didn't read the other guy's strengths. But yeah, his strengths are all speed related. Early acceleration to bypass defenders is number one, right? Eludes route redirection to maintain vertical momentum, right? Has the ability to eliminate angles, defensive pursuit angles with the ball in his hand. In other words, his ass is so fast.
Leadership was one of his top two strengths.
Sure, sure. So, well, yeah, there you go. So, I mean, that's just, I would prefer that the Texans, whenever it is that they get to, hey, all right, we're going to draft offensive skill, which is anything other than offensive line and quarterback right now, right? I'm talking anybody that can catch a pass on the offensive side of the football. When they're looking at those guys, if speed right now, there is a need for speed in a big way in Houston. And if we're going to lean heavily into the culture and the leadership and the swarminess and all this kind of stuff for the receiver, it's not going to fall in my wheelhouse. I'd prefer the other direction. Yeah. Give me the guy that can flat out go.
From the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, 713-572-4610. See people on YouTube and Twitch. All right, I like this. What did the analysts say about Lassiter? Show you booty for listening to these analysts. I don't think I'm booty. But no, listen. I did have concern about Lassiter on the outside. Now, last year, he showed to make that not an issue. And he plays at a certain level. But that doesn't mean that I don't look in my eyes or trust my eyes or see what kind of player it is. This team needs more of an outside receiver with speed and somebody who can take the, you know, take the ball and go to the house at times, who can take a slant and go to the house, or who can scare teams and scare defenses by what they could do down the field with speed, right? They have Christian Kirk in the slot. You know, they have that kind of that position. I think they need more speed with this team in particular, and I just don't think he brings that. And, of course, you can go over there and say that he's going to make some sort of surprise the way that Kamari Lassiter did. Okay. He never, ever did any of that in college, and that's not even his game, right? Again, I'm not saying he's not going to be a productive receiver. Like, if you got two speed guys on the outside, right, he looked like a really good choice to be sitting right there in the middle as a reliable guy that will be able to be there and get open. I just don't think that's the type of receiver that this team needs if they're going to use at 25, especially with the issues they have up front and what they actually need from the receiver position.
Yeah, look, when you start talking about skill set, I mean, it's impossible to go watch enough film on all of these guys, but when you start looking at the evaluations as of the need position needs for the Houston Texans at the skill position, you do not want their weaknesses to be speed, explosiveness, and twitch. You want that to fall in the strengths category. I would rather them, as I said, give up on routes or not come back to the ball or drop balls in traffic.
I'd rather at this point, and this is what's happened with Luther Burton a little bit, I'd rather at, like, sometimes lose his focus.
Yeah.
Because I feel good about the locker room and D'Amico that they could pull that in. I'd rather that than, like, when you see that boy, average quickness and separation in and out of break. That's not just a bad 40 time. That is like being able to see on the film. Like I will give Lassiter to this. Like, Lassiter played in the SEC and you didn't see him getting just burnt a lot of times. But it is alarming when he runs a 4.6 in the 40. Like, so, but at least on film, watching him in the SEC, you didn't just see guys running back past him a lot. I think in college, there's film of him struggling to separate at times or being in tight coverage. So that's the thought there. All right, coming up, we do this each and every Tuesday, a little real or fake. I pose a question and you tell me if it is real or fake. We'll do that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coming up next.
I've been thinking about this all afternoon.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. I like somebody just text in on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. Blah, 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 blah.
Wah, 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 wah.
To our Emeka Abuka conversation. Blah, 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 blah. Just saying, man. Got a real... Yeah, I don't like some of our girl Sally text in. Yeah, I don't see Amaron St. Brown. I see closer to Juju Smith-er in the
Amon-Ra. That's big shoes.
Yeah, it wouldn't say his. Yeah, if it was Amaron St. Brown, like, I don't think it would say struggles with getting in and out of breaks.
Yeah, fair play.
He may turn out to be as effective as a slot receiver as him. But I mean, he gets that much explosiveness.
I'm with you. Like, but that's when I think first round wide receiver for the Houston Texans, I got to have better than just a good little slot receiver.
Yeah, especially since you just spent $16 million to get a slot.
Yeah, well, I mean, and don't get me wrong. I mean, there's a New England slant to this offense that used a true slot receiver, but every one of those guys were undersized, underspeed, white guys that could be found middle of the draft.
Somebody said, sounds like Robert Woods to me.
Fair.
All right, let's do a little something we like to call real or fake. I say a sentence, you tell me if it's real or fake. You can jump in on the Jim Adler Texas Hammer, the Texas Hammer text line, 713-572-4610, or YouTube and Twitch. And you can text in blah, blah, blah if you'd like to the answers to that, or you can participate. But a little real or fake. All right, here's the first one. Both of you all can jump in on this. Framber Valdez will be traded before the trade deadline. Framber Valdez will be traded before the trade deadline. They sit at 11-11. Real or fake?
I think it's fake.
You thought about it, though.
You thought about it.
Well, you are fake news.
With Hunter Brown dealing the way he's dealing and the way that the Astros do business, I could see them wanting to go, hey, we're gonna commit to Hunter Brown versus sooner rather than later, so it's far less than what he would command down the road, and they're going to move Framber Valdez at a moment when somebody may need him the most so they can get the biggest return for him. I think there is a possibility of that, but I don't think it's likely, so I'm going to go with fake.
All right, Tyler, real or fake? Framber Valdez We'll be because I do. I agree, Clint.
The tough first.
They're 11-11 right now, and I don't believe they're going to sign him. I don't think he's 31. I don't think they're going to sign him to a long term deal. And we learned what they want to do with Kyle Tucker. And clearly, I don't think Dana wants to just move off cats like they've done in the past without getting them back.
That is a hell of a first item on Real or Fake. At the end of last baseball season, we talked about this very thing, and I felt actually more confident than not that the Astros were going to keep Framber around. But I think it's real, man. I think it's real.
I'm going to say fake because I think they're still going to be in it. I think they're still going to be in it. Now, if they want to get real frisky, the Detroit Tigers last year were still in it, and they traded all kinds of starting pitchers and still made it to the playoffs.
I kept it real as a true professional myself.
By the way, they pulled off a move. They traded their number two starter, Jack Flaherty, last year to the Dodgers and got their starting shortstop and then signed Jack Flaherty in the offseason and got him anyway. So they got him back for whatever. But that's a good one. Someone texted in, they don't pay real. He's killing his trade value anyway. Dude is more worried about his contract than his actual performance. Just take a look at his numbers. I bet you'd be surprised. He always just seems to find where he is. He's just coming off of a quality start of six innings and two runs in his last one. Someone said Alvarez is next. No, they got his ass. Signed his ass. All right, real or
thanks,
fake?
Thanks, Dodgers. Sorry, I just love to get that in there.
Real or fake, Christian Harris will be a starting linebacker for the Houston Texans in 2025. I ain't playing no games today.
Yeah, that's a good one, man. I would like for him to be, yes, but
because the options are obviously Azeez Alshire,
speed,
Henry Toa, speed, and himself. Like those.
No, I think when it all boils down to it, I think speed and Azeez Alshire are going to be your two starting linebackers. Ooh. And then your second run is hopefully Christian Harris and Henry Toa Toa. And then you've got your nickel defenders out wide.
Are we really going to go from this is the most talented a year from this is the most talented linebacker I've ever coached? That includes Hall of Famer Fred Warner, Dre Greenlaw, who you know when it comes to athletic and talent, like, yeah. Dre Greenlaw is the things he could do. That is insane, but I'm with you. I don't believe they just bring in. I think it's fake. I don't believe that they just bring in EJ Speed and then not allow people like Will Anderson to actually speak about him and then think that he's not going to have a significant role here. And I know they didn't sign him for a lot. I believe EJ Speed could have started in a lot of places in this league. I think maybe it'd be weird that he decided to come here knowing Christian Harris and Azeez and Henry Toa Toa, all of them have been starters, that he would come here. So I'm with you on that. I think it's fake. I don't think he is going to be a starter. All right, real or fake, you can text in 713-572-4610. The only reason Travis Hunter is a top five pick is because he gives you the option of playing both ways. That's it. If he were only a receiver or if he were only a corner, he wouldn't be a top five pick.
No, I don't believe so. I think he's a top five pick either way.
I want the dogs.
Because I think either way it goes, I think Deion Sanders, the one thing you can't knock Prime for, there's several things you can't knock him for, but one of them is getting his players the hype they deserve. Travis Hunter is one of the top three at his position, at either position. Some would argue a top one or two at his position. And I think if he did play one position or the other, I think there's no doubt about it, Prime would have got him the hype to get him to the one or two spot, which would put him in the top five of the draft. So I think I'm going to go fake.
Yeah, I think it's fake. I think he's the best receiver in the draft. Mm-hmm. And because I don't think there are a lot of great receivers, I think it would probably still make him a top five pick. And then there's a chance he could be a special corner in the league. And that is a position, as we've watched Derek Stingley go third overall there, Sauce Gardner go right behind him. We've watched those guys regularly go that high. Yep. And I think it just adds more to him that he's able to do both. I'm surprised that aren't more people thinking about trying to trade up to go get him, to be honest with you. Like, you know, obviously, like the Texans went up and got Will Anderson. Yep. He could be potentially that type of player.
He's believed to be a lot of movement in this draft. We'll see.
We'll see. Real quick, last one, real or fake. Is it better to watch a big game from the house or to be at the game?
Hmm.
Real or fake? It's better to watch the big game from the house than it is to be at the game.
Boy, I'm a big game at the house guy now, but I'll be honest with you. The only thing I can bring this into context for with me is a big Arkansas game. And thinking back, you know, my immediate response is at the house, but thinking back, the year we beat Texas, a couple years back, we beat Texas. Me and my wife took her down on the sideline. We announced it, so it was 4 years ago.
Attaboy.
We beat the absolute breaks off of Texas. That was a better – being there was better for that. Partying in my pot in the suite, whooping that ass, being on the sideline, being in the middle of it. Yeah, that was better than it would have been at home.
Yeah, obviously it is so much more cost effective to be – at home. I'm just giving out.
Hold on, Joe.
It's cost effective to be at home.
Is that my boy Ron?
But man, there are moments like one of the greatest moments I've had, and I'm sure Tyler has had them. One of the greatest moments I've had is being able to go to the Final Four with my son and watch Kansas win a Final Four game, and to see the excitement on my son's face while we're there, mm-hmm. while we're cheering. Like, it was. Now come to think about it, man, I felt pretty excited 2 days later at the house for free. So, you know what? Never mind. No. It's moments that are created. Like, there are sporting events that I have watched on TV that I can imagine it would be every time I watch the Knicks play, I wish I was there. Like, the atmosphere.
Y'all in Madison, at the Garden.
Yes. I wish I was in Beijing when Michael Phelps and they were swimming to get his eighth gold medal. I wish I was there for that one. So yeah, I got to say at the spot. It's a little.
Man, you have Phelps in him.
Oh,
you
have
Beijing and Phelps.
That seemed like that was a lot of crowd right there. That's a long flight, man. That sounds like some good eating. All right, coming up, somebody's got to get their hands on this guy and stop him. I don't even know what it. This is getting so bad in Dallas. We have people, including our own Tyler Milner, who believe there are potentially, like, just crazy, crazy things happening, conspiracy theory type things happening to cause some of the things that are happening coming out of Dallas. We'll discuss.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
They're coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Yes. Welcome back into The Drive. Tyler just whispered before we came back. Did y'all see Shaq yesterday almost? He said it was a number one, but it looked like...
Yeah, bull crap. Yeah,
did you see that?
I did not see
it. Oh, man.
Was it on TV?
Inside the NBA. They're just doing, you know, they're just sitting around doing the show, right? And Shaq just goes, gets up, and he...
He looked like you at the end of the show yesterday.
That's what happened to me at the end of the show yesterday. That's why I had to go, man. Those bubble guts got me.
He's on the hop. And then just, Charles is talking, they stop. And Ernie's like, what the hell is going on? And he runs. He goes, keep talking, Charles. Keep going.
That man had the dookie.
I guess they said they've been doing some deal. They're on taking olive oil, like a drinking olive oil or something.
Like a health thing.
Yeah, a health thing. A little bit of olive oil every day. Several people in the building at TNT are doing it. I guess it causes him to go. He said it was number one. But nobody believed it. Everybody was like, man.
You must have some problems holding if number one got you up that quick.
You could tell by the style of run that was no number one.
Yeah, the mobile cheeks clenched.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he said. Boy, his gait was a little.
that is an interesting run, and it is something. The bigger individual you are, the funnier it looks.
They were in the middle of a segment, man. It was awesome.
He ain't playing, man. He had to get up and go. Shaq had, I'm showing Clint right now for those who are in the Jim Adler Texas Hammer text line on YouTube and Twitch. He went through them doors, and I mean, and it does. It seems like, especially if it was a number two, it seems like it takes a lot to get all of that off. Like to get all that.
There was a lot of arm action in that job. He went right across the front of the set.
Yeah, he wasn't playing.
He went right across the front.
And he yells, keep talking, Chuck.
Zero worries.
At least he didn't call for a wheelchair like Paul Pierce.
Yeah, well, Paul. I think Paul had just...
I think he'd already missed in his britches.
Yeah, he didn't want to stand up, man. Yeah, they did. They, you know, they got on him the whole show.
Everybody sharts.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah, everyone gets a little cavalier with a fart.
I love it when you say that.
It happens. But... One of the things we talked about.
We had to teach my 3-year-old that.
What, cavalier with a fart?
But she had diarrhea and she didn't understand
that
it. She couldn't just fart
away.
That phrase is ridiculous. She didn't understand it. We threw her old panties on her instead of a diaper. You know, she thinks she's going to break wind. Like, baby, you can't do that.
Can't do that. You got to know.
Yeah.
Rolling them dice with a fart.
It sharted. We had to tell her what was going on, baby. Well, you can't.
For me, it's like you're playing Super Mario Brothers. And at that point, you got one life. All right, you can you short through, you take them draws off, you throw them away, and then now you're just living dangerous. You got one more life. You can't make the mistake again. Yeah, we've all been there.
Well, I opted for just leaving the diaper on the 3-year-old.
Yeah, put the diaper on. Yeah, but I mean, yeah, if it happens as an adult, it gets you. All right, one thing they did talk about last night on Inside the NBA was, dude, somebody stop making Nico Harrison talk. Why? If you don't know who that is, it is the Mavericks general manager, the fool who traded Luka, and that has continued to talk. Like, he had a press conference the other day, Clint, yesterday, I believe. And why? You just had, why did he have the secret one? You remember the secret one they had last
meeting, yeah.
The secret one where nobody was allowed to have audio or videos or whatever, and he picked the select people?
Yeah.
Why would he do that if he knew they were going to come and talk to the media again? He has talked to the media three separate times since the Luka trade. And each time it gets worse, and it's like, why don't you stop? Here is him yesterday, and this, I don't know if it can get worse than this comment, fellas, but I imagine if we give Nico time, I think he can do something worse than this. But this was him addressing yet again the Luka situation.
Didn't know that Luka was important to the fan base. I didn't quite know it to what level, but really the way we looked at it is, you know, if you're putting a team on the floor that's Kyrie, Clay, PJ, Anthony Davis, and Lively, we feel that's a championship caliber team, and we would have been winning at a high level, and that would have quieted some of the outrage. And so unfortunately we weren't able to do that, so it just continued to, you know, go on and on.
That man walked up to that podium, and he said out loud for all to hear, why didn't he say that one in the secret one when nobody could record it? He walked out there and said, I knew that he meant a lot to the fans, but I didn't realize how much he meant to the fan. Luka, that's kind of your job, fool.
Which end was he looking from?
It's a fireable offense.
And
it continues to get worse.
I think Adam should step in and maybe force him to sell the team. Like it's the owner too. Like, you know what? That's like, and Nick Caserio obviously would never do this. That's like Nick saying, you know what? I mean, I kind of knew that C.J. Stroud, you know, the fans like C.J. Stroud, but I just really didn't. I didn't know how much they'd like.
Well, wait till after the year and let him take you to a Super Bowl, and then do that. Yeah.
Let him take you to a Super Bowl.
It's basically what Bill O'Brien and Eastby said whenever they traded Hopkins back in the day.
They were better than this. They didn't keep waltzing to a microphone.
No, you're right.
To try to explain it away.
You're right.
They said at one time, it's like Nico feels like, hey, look, guys. You guys just aren't understanding what I'm saying. I know it makes sense in my head. Like he sit there and said, if they could stay healthy, Anthony always gets hurt. Kyrie gets hurt often. What are you talking about? They're a championship team. You had a championship team.
I think that's the hang up, right? Is if they didn't already have a championship team, if they weren't already good enough to go to a finals, and win a finals with Luka, then maybe it would probably be received a little bit better what he's saying. But the problem is every time he says something like that, the response and the justified response, right, is you had that, you were there.
How could he not know how much people like? Does he?
He's an idiot.
Does he go to the games? If he goes to the games, who do you think they're rooting for?
Ron, give me one, and I'm sure there's one out there, but give me one superstar player that's coming off a year where he took a team to the finals that is an electric offensive player at the very least, a big time scorer, one of the best scorers of the basketball in the game.
That's 25.
That's 25 that fan base isn't in love with. I mean, that's what did you think? I mean, you can take the biggest a-hole in the world, and if he takes a team to a finals and he's the reason they go, fans are going to love him.
Just love him. What jersey is he
seeing? Businesses are going to support him.
What other jersey is he seeing?
Just went right over his head.
What other jersey is he seeing in the audience? He still sees nothing but 77s in there.
That poor baby.
Today.
He sees 77 in his nightmare. I guarantee you.
How did you, like, how can
Unless
you?
Unless he's got that weird medical thing.
I mean, you're not
thing.
Lying. You think, and I think Dan Gilbert's as crazy as hell as the owner of the Cavs. You think anybody in that front office didn't know that LeBron James was extreme?
Who the hell is?
Hey, Kobe at 24. Well, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Miami, Dwayne.
No sense.
Dwayne Wade. Yeah. Wow, man, I'm shocked by the.
I mean, you could go down the league. Like, if Ja Morant took Memphis to a title this year, to a title,
he doesn't even have to take it to a title. He could do exactly what he has done thus far.
and he traded him. And I mean, I don't know, man. I just, it's, wow.
To come out and say, boy, I didn't know. I mean, I knew.
He just keeps showing how foolish he
is. I knew they liked him, but damn. I mean, it is well. Oh, hold on. Then my man right here and now, they're just being bold. Right? They don't even give a damn. Somebody just point blank asked him, well, hell, why shouldn't you be fired? Why shouldn't you be fired, Nico?
Why shouldn't you be fired?
Well, one, I think I've done a really good job here. And I don't think I can be judged by the injuries this year. You have to judge from totality, from beginning to end. And so I think I have a really good working relationship with Patrick. I think you add in Rick. The leadership that we have is really elite. And you'll see next year when our team comes back, we're going to be competing for a championship.
The guy is drunk.
He don't believe that. He sounds like...
No way he believes that.
What? Hell no. He doesn't sound like he believes it. He sounds like he's got a parent in the back of that room with a belt in hand saying, if you don't say this right, I'm going to come up there and whoop your ass. He sounds like that's how scared he sounds. That's how scared he sounds. Well, I
sound so timid.
I think I've done a good job since I've been here. You can't blame me for the injuries. Can we blame you for trading the franchise player that you didn't know was important to the city?
But he was addicted to hookah.
He drank beer, didn't get his weight in check, didn't play good enough defense. You were in the finals, fool.
We maybe want better examples for our children.
Maybe he lives in Norman and then he just does his day-to-day in Norman, Oklahoma.
Is that where he's from?
No. I'm just saying. I'm just trying to think. Maybe he's not actually in Dallas and doesn't know. Does he know that Dirk is the most popular player for the Mavericks? Does he know the Cowboys play in Dallas? I bet he walks around and thinks that...
How is he not fired right now?
Because the owner's as big of an airhead as he is.
They're in lockstep.
They are.
Well, you bring up good points.
Yeah.
The more interesting thing is, and look, I'm sorry,
he probably
guys.
Thinks Dak is beloved in Dallas.
I'm sorry, guys, but... There's no way that whoever runs that organization doesn't sit across the table or even just watch that interview and think exactly what I thought. Nobody's following this guy.
No.
This guy's not leading anything. I'm sorry.
He's burned the house down.
That was as timid as you could sound in a position with an organization where, boy, you've got to make some tough decisions and you got to live with them and you got to weather some storms. That doesn't seem like the guy that's going to weather storms.
No, he burned the house down on accident. Left the crock pot on.
I think I've done a really good job here.
May have done it on purpose.
What you got coming up at the 4?
All right, CJ Stroud. Look, there is, we've talked a lot about Nick Caley, but there is the pressure in Houston in 2025-26 season is squarely on two guys, CJ Stroud and Gerard Johnson. And what the hell do the Astros do with Zach DiCenzo, baby? What do they do with Zach DiCenzo? We'll talk about that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis.
I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.